Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Time now for Geelong Marine World to go inside the Richmond Rooms, where we're lucky enough to be joined by star defender Jaden Short. Jaden, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Football. Tom King, Ben Casanilia and Brendan McCartney. Firstly, congratulations on the win. Can you give us a sense of the mood in the Tiger Room right now?
Oh, obviously, yeah, we're pretty happy with the win, as you would be, but obviously it's another week to go, but yeah, we're pretty happy, and yeah, obviously it was a great game, so yeah, it was good to be a part of.
You haven't kicked a goal this year, but you had an opportunity tonight. You're kicking yourself you didn't take it?
Oh, I probably had two or three. I probably should have had a shot, but yeah, I'm not kicking them too well this year, so yeah, it's probably something I can work on this week, but it's all good. We've got the forwards that can do that, so as long as I'm defending, that's all right.
Give us just your last couple of minutes where Port Adelaide was surging the footy forward and they got stoppage after stoppage and tried to get that ball inside 50, but you're just so defensively are so well drilled, and I suppose that they're the moments you train for, aren't they?
Yeah, I suppose it's something you train for, but I suppose, it was a game of territory tonight. Obviously, it was a wet night, and both teams were trying to, to win the territory battle, and obviously late in that quarter they had a bit of momentum, and it was just about us standing up and not let them kick a goal. So, yeah, that was basically how it went. And, the boys stood tall and, yeah, they got through.
Jade, how brutal was that game? It was obviously low scoring, but in terms of its intensity, I don't think we've seen a better one this year.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. I was out there and sort of it's hard to tell when you're out there how contested it was. But looking back now, yeah, it sort of obviously was a great contest, and obviously they're a great contested side, and we had to bring it to them, and they had to show up, and yeah, it was sort of pretty wet. So the boys had to step in, and in the end, it worked out.
For Geelong Marine World, speaking with Richmond defender Jaden Short, he's Brendan McCartney on K-Rock Footy.
Well done, Jaden. Fantastic effort, you guys.
Thanks, mate.
Hey, what was Dimmer's message? And it can be hard to remember everything the coach says when you're gassed at three-quarter time and there's a lot happening. What were the two or three main things that he touched on to you guys?
You put me on the spot here, boys. to be honest, I don't know what I was thinking. It's all probably gone in one ear or out the other, like most of it does. But
don't tell him that, mate.
Stick to our process and obviously get the job done. And yeah, we knew it was going to be a contest and we had to show up. So yeah, I think that was his messaging, and yeah, it worked.
So when you cleared that one, I think Koch got it out to the winger, and he got it out of bounds. What was the communication like? Because it looked from here that all your forwards got up, the stoppage was set up, you were trying to hit the ball inside and you got protection behind the ball. Who takes charge of that for the listeners out there when you get to that stage?
Well, a lot of the leaders do, a lot of the midfielders, and obviously we've got Grimesy and Dave Asprey and the likes down there. So they're sort of all over the way we want to play and setting us up. So they're handy to have out there, and they're like other coaches on the field. So yeah, to have them out there to be able to set us up for the tight games is pretty special, and we're lucky to have them as players in our team.
Yeah, they're super players. Has Damien spoken to you yet, the team?
No, we haven't. No, I'm about to head in there now. So
good. Hey, we're going to ring you back and ask you what he says in this one.
James, before we let you go, the effort of Toby Nankervis tonight to go against quality ruckman in Lysette and Laddams, and obviously Dave Asprey provided a little bit of backup, but Toby's last 10 minutes and last quarter was outstanding, wasn't it?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah, it's sort of. He's just one of those blokes that shows up every week, and we just love what he brings. To have him in our team, and just the way he goes about his footy is just amazing. Watching that last quarter was pretty special. He was sort of on my head most of the time, so that was pretty awesome. And I'm just lucky he marked him, so it was good to have him out there.
Jaden, we really appreciate your time. We wish the very best of luck next Saturday night. Obviously, it's back to the Gold Coast for your boys and a chance to prepare for another grand final. Obviously, you're chasing your second premiership, and for that, we wish you the best of luck. Well done tonight, and looking forward to calling you in action next Saturday.
Thanks for having me, boys. Cheers.
Jaden Short joining us there. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.